Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Here's the state of play. The government shuts down Friday. Neither chamber of Congress has a bill on the floor today for government funding. The House delayed its funding vote until Thursday. Congressional leaders go to the White House tomorrow. Representative Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, says he will force a vote on impeaching President Donald Trump today. Watch that vote. It's a tough one for some Democrats. House Republicans are expected to be united in their opposition.
In California, a wildfire is raging over 50,000 acres and has reached the Pacific Ocean. The big news today is Trump recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Holly Tusi and Andrew Rustucci report Trump is making this announcement despite widespread criticism from U.S. allies. The New York Times reports Rex Tillerson is getting a chilly reception in Brussels, partially over this decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Pope urges status quo for Jerusalem, saying that he wanted to avoid further conflict. The Chinese foreign ministry says they're concerned about Trump's intention, and the Jordanian king told the French president that Trump's speech will have dangerous consequences of security and stability in the region.
And the Journal also has a piece up on how Republicans are prepping to take on welfare reform after the tax overhaul. Behind the scenes, there is a lot of trepidation about taking up a massive entitlement overhaul within months of a midterm election that's expected to be bruising for the Republican Party, especially in the House. Welfare reform is something that could deeply divide House Republicans.
The New York Times has a big piece up about how Trump's endorsement of Roy Moore underscores the chaos and limited connection the president has with the Republican Party. Our colleague Kevin Robillard is down in Alabama and reports that Steve Bannon is welcoming Roy Moore back into the Republican fold. He also slapped Mitt Romney around.
The Daily Beast is reporting that Congress is set to grill Trump's data guru and longtime assistant in its Russia probe, while NBC News is reporting that Donald Trump Jr. asked a Russian lawyer in June 2016 for information on the Clinton Foundation.
Danielle Burr of Peck, Madigan, Jones is joining Uber as its new head of federal affairs. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.